91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Megan Matthijs. Former astronaut Mark Garneau launched his bid to become leader of the federal Liberals with an attack on the Harper government. Peter Ray has more.
The Montreal MP made the announcement at a news conference in his home riding. Garneau joins a race that includes fellow Montreal MP and leadership favorite Justin Trudeau. In launching his campaign, the 63-year-old Garneau went after the conservative government.
Today, under Harper, we have an angry, we have a divisive, we have an intolerant Canada.
The former astronaut became the first Canadian in space when he flew aboard the Challenger shuttle in 1984. He also served briefly as the head of the Canadian Space Agency before jumping into politics. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Ottawa police have charged a man with first-degree murder in relation to a fire which killed a 53-year-old woman. Police have charged 30-year-old Renee Goudreau. Officials are not naming the victim, but neighbors say he was related to the man charged. Fire crews were called to the West End high-rise around 2:30 a.m. Tuesday after a fire broke out inside a first-floor apartment. The Ontario Fire Marshal's office is assisting with the ongoing investigation. Busloads of healthcare workers from across Ontario will converge for a rally in Toronto today at the Ministry of Finance in Queen's Park. They will be joined by healthcare sector staff and other public sector workers from across Ontario. The workers say Bill 115 is an attack on impartial interest arbitration and free collective bargaining for over 250,000 healthcare workers. In response, Michael Hurley of the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions says health sector arbitration is working well and shouldn't be tampered with. It's been more than 3 years since Quinny Healthcare changed its policy regarding smoking outside of hospitals. Smoking is banned on the hospital property. We sent reporter John Boldrick out to see if smokers are obeying the ban.
Traffic races by Reuben McLean as he stands in the cold on the sidewalk just outside Belleville General Hospital. His wife is inside, receiving chemotherapy treatments for colon cancer, but here he stands, alone, having a smoke. As a smoker of 50 years, McLean is used to the harsh realities of smoking. He knows he should quit, but it isn't likely to happen anytime soon.
Do I wish I had stopped? Yes, but I haven't got the willpower yet.
While McLean isn't any closer to quitting, he is a little further away from the hospital. In 2009, QHC changed policies. It used to be that people had to be 9 meters away from a hospital entrance in order to smoke. Now, people must be completely off QHC property. Susan Rowe is the director of communications for QHC. She says the change in policies was an obvious one.
Obviously, being a healthcare organization, we want to promote healthy living as much as possible, and we just didn't think it was appropriate to continue to condone smoking on our property.
Rose says that while the change may be out of the way for some, it really isn't a big deal.
It's certainly an inconvenience for people having to walk to the sidewalk, but it's really only a 30-second walk for most people.
Rose says that most of the people caught smoking on the property simply do not know about the change in policies. John Baldrick, 91X News.
A new poll on Quebecers' attitudes towards the Canadian flag is being released today as the Parti Québécois government tries to remove the maple leaf from the legislature. The online poll was commissioned by the Association for Canadian Studies. It suggests the flag the PQ government wants to remove is a source of personal or collective pride for two-thirds of the Quebecers. Jack Juab, the Association Executive Director, says Prime Minister Pauline Marois' government is using the flag to try to appease the party's hardline sovereignist base.
Right now, in a minority government situation, they're unable to make any meaningful progress with respect to the sovereignty option, so they're trying to find other symbolic measures and or messages that will appeal to their base of support. They're hoping this is one of them.
The PQ minority government is scheduled to hold a vote on whether to officially remove the flag from the legislature's upper chamber, but the two main opposition parties have signaled their intention to vote against it. Three BP employees are due in court in New Orleans to face charges connected to the 2010 Gulf oil spill. Ed Donahue has more.
Two rig supervisors were indicted on manslaughter charges for the deaths of 11 workers on the Deepwater Horizon. A former BP executive is charged separately with concealing information from Congress about the amount of oil that was leaking from the well. Defense attorneys are vowing to fight the charges. BP announced earlier it will plead guilty to manslaughter and other charges and pay a record $4.5 billion in penalties to resolve a Justice Department investigation of the disaster. I'm Ed Donahue.
A NASA scientist says we shouldn't be concerned about a Mayan prophecy that the world will end in about 3 weeks. Larry Jacobs has more.
It's been talked about for years, and now the big day's coming up, December 21st. The end of the world.
Everybody gonna pray on the very last day.
NASA scientist David Morrison says it is nonsense. Some predict it'll end when another planet crashes into Earth.
If there were such an object, it would be the brightest thing in the sky.
Well, Morrison says he's getting terrifying letters regarding this hoax.
My best friend is my little dog. Please tell me when I should put her to sleep so she won't suffer in the apocalypse.
Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Teenage actor Angus Jones of the comedy Two and a Half Men is apologizing for a series of interviews attacking his own show, at one point even calling it filth. Jones issued a statement yesterday saying he's sorry if his remarks reflected indifference and disrespect to his colleagues and a lack of appreciation for his opportunities. Here's a clip from the controversial interview with the Forerunner Chronicle.
You cannot be a true God-fearing person and be on a television show like that. I know I can't.
That's what's happening in news. 91X Sports is next.
Ho ho, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. I'm hungry, thirsty, and freezing my jingle bells off.
Look, Santa, we're in Belleville, home of the Beaufort Pub, Quinty's only British pub, featuring a new menu with the best pub food and a very merry selection of fine drafts.
The Beaufort Pub, you say?
Yes, Santa, located at 173 Dundas Street East, formerly Winchester Arms. Same great staff and service.
Why, it's like a gift to Santa. Ho, 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 let's go.
This is 91X Sports. Last night, the Lancer women won 72-66, and the men won 102-88, both wins over Fleming. Their next game is Friday when they host Cambrian. Both Loyalist men and women's volleyball teams play Seneca on home turf tonight. The women are up at 6, followed by the men at 8. In OHL news, the Bulls face off in Niagara tonight against the Ice Dogs, whose offensive prowess packs a mean bite. Puck drop is at 7:05. Other OHL games include Plymouth versus Erie at 7 and Sudbury versus Sault Ste. Marie at 7:07. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets beat Toronto 117-101 and then left for Minneapolis to attend a memorial service for the daughter of their coach, Kevin McHale. The loss was the Raptors' 5th in a row. Toronto Blue Jays say right-handed reliever Casey Jansen is recovering from surgery on his throwing shoulder and could be ready for spring training. Jansen was thrust into the closer's role last season after an injury to Sergio Santos and converted 22 of the 25 save opportunities while posting a 2.54 earned run average. The Montreal Alouettes say first-year defensive coordinator Jeff Reinbold won't be returning next season. The Alouettes struggled on defense this past season. They gave up 30 or more points in their first four games and conceded more than 40 points twice after that. Talks between the NHL and NHL Players Association resumed today with the help of an impartial third party. The two sides are expected to meet separately with the U.S. federal mediators in an effort to end the labor's dispute that's now in its 11th week. The mediation will be non-binding, meaning the sides will not be forced to go along with suggestions or recommendations made by mediator Scott Beckenjohn and John Sweeney. The NHL lockout has so far forced the league to cancel 422 regular season games, plus the January 1st Winter Classic at Michigan Stadium and the January 27th All-Star Game in Columbus. Bettman has said the league is losing as much as $20 million per day during the lockout. That's sports. Here's 91X weather. Today, mainly cloudy, a high of plus 3. Tonight, the clouds stay with a 30% chance of flurries early in the evening. The low is minus 7. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high of plus 4. Friday, looking cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. The temperature is a steady minus 4. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees. I'm Megan Matice with 91X News. On the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 1.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Parental discretion is advised.
CJLX 91X.